Francis Sullivan is the chief executive of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, the body representing the Catholic Church at the Royal Commission into systemic abuse of children. Francis, you're in Brisbane today. Good morning. Thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Patrick.
Are you encouraged by the federal government allocating more resources, more time to the Royal Commission?
Absolutely. I think the federal government's done the right thing. Clearly, there are a lot of people who have already begun to tell their story to the Royal Commission, but there are many that are registering they want to do so. This is a really major social issue for our country, let alone the Catholic Church, and we do have to invest the time and the resources in it.
Is the Catholic Church brand being damaged by some of the revelations at the Royal Commission?
Oh, absolutely. The Catholic Church's credibility is extremely low. I mean, the history of child sex abuse in the Catholic Church is shameful and confronting. We know that in the past, the Church put its interests ahead of those of the children. And it's taken many decades of pressure, mainly external pressure, including from the media, for the Church to have to fess up. The Royal Commission is part of that process. It's going to take a lot more than that, though, for the credibility of the Church to be restored.
What can the Church do to restore its credibility?
Well, at the end of the day, Patrick, like anything in life, people judge you on your actions, not just the words. The Church needs to show in real, tangible terms that victims matter the most, that they will put in place the processes, the procedures, the redress that meet the needs of victims, that they will play fair in the courts, and that they will move towards having the cases investigated independently, the compensation determined independently, and that people are given a just outcome.
Has the Church shown any sign that it is moving in that direction?
Yes, I'm happy to say that much. I mean, our council was formed because the archbishops and religious leaders recognised that they needed independent advice and they needed to be told squarely and plainly what was needed. All of our advice to date, including what I just mentioned, has been accepted without question. We're embarking on a, if you like, cultural reform within the Catholic Church. Fortunately, the new Pope is pretty plain himself on what's needed. Zero tolerance, and that's what's going to happen in Australia. Zero tolerance in the Catholic Church culture around how sex abuse is handled and about how people are appropriately dealt with.
Do you think that children are still being abused in the Catholic Church, within the Catholic Church?
Well, that's like asking anybody any question that's so hypothetical. I've got no idea. I know that the procedures that have been put in place, certainly since the late 1990s, are, you know, light years ahead of what was there before. I know that in the school system, both in Queensland and across Australia, teachers are continually educated to be alert to making child-safe environments, to watch out for kids, to report. State governments have got mandatory reporting requirements in place. You know, things are a lot better, but I can't say, like anybody else, that everything's perfect.
What would be your advice to anyone who may have suffered historical child abuse at the hands of, Catholic priests or anyone within the Catholic Church, or even anyone who is suffering abuse now?
Sure. Look, the first advice for anybody is go to the police. And, as an adult, you've got a common law right to go to the police or not. That's clearly your choice. But from our perspective, go to the police. Then inform the Church, because the Church has a responsibility back to you for what has happened. I would also suggest, during this time of the Royal Commission, that people notify the Royal Commission. I mean, as Australians, we need to understand the scope, the depth, of this issue. It is confronting for us all. I suppose your own listeners realise that the Catholic Church, sure, has a terrible history, but unfortunately we're now hearing of other institutions as well. We've really got to get this sorted.
Will it ever be sorted?
What do you reckon, Patrick?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was brought up as a Catholic, and I don't know. I'm sort of despairing of a lot of the institutions that, as you say, are being brought to, or the revelations that are being made before the Royal Commission.
Yeah.
It really sort of undermines my confidence, certainly, in their ability to, you know, to spread the word. I mean, these are, you know, Christian organisations that were anything but Christians towards armies of children. It beggars my imagination. I have conversations with it with at home, and I just shake my head. I can't believe that these sorts of things happened and were allowed to happen, and that, you know, paedophile priests in the context of the Catholic Church were protected by the Church. I don't know how any organization can countenance that in any way, shape or form and continue to preach a Christian message.
Yeah, so the hypocrisy is breathtaking. And I totally understand what you're saying, because in lots of ways I walk with that every day myself. And not only has the Church lost credibility, it's certainly lost people's trust. And, you know, when in other parts of people's lives the Church pronounces judgments on how people live, and then when they look at what's happened here, the hypocrisy is breathtaking.
It is a truly awful, awful thing to consider. And I hope that the Royal Commission goes a long way to giving the people who had this abuse perpetrated upon them and were ignored for so long, I hope it gives them some peace in their lives.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I do too. I mean, but, you know, telling your story is terribly important, and being believed is even more important. But also, you know, institutions have to take the moral responsibility for what's happened and the implications of that moral responsibility seriously. People who have been abused need lifelong support, and they need it tailored to their circumstances, and they need it so they know that they are secure in having it for as long as they need.
Okay. Francis, once again, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Cheers. Francis Sullivan, who's the Chief Executive of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, the body representing the Catholic Church at the Royal Commission.